I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kuwait's proposed changes to the blasphemy law continue to polarize. Even though Parliament was behind adding the death penalty, the emir rejected the changes. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says the decision provoked a lot of backlash. The amendment seems to be dead, but Parliament can still override the emir. In the meantime, Nettleton is urging you to pray, and not just for the government's direction on this issue.
We can pray for the church in Kuwait. There is a church there. There are believers there. We can pray that they will be encouraged, that they will be bold witnesses for Christ.
Next, for a decade, North Korea has led the way in the persecution of Christians around the world. Many flee into China only to be repatriated at a deadly cost. Open Doors wanted safe houses for these refugees, and after a fundraising campaign, the ministry can now provide over 1,500 North Korean refugees safe haven. Those who successfully cross the borders can find medical attention, food, and most importantly, spiritual nourishment. For more specifics, go to our website. And first, there was Shiny, a girl in India who won't let polio stop her from becoming a nurse. Then came the Rose, a family with five boys who wanted to share their love by sponsoring a little girl. So they started sponsoring Shiny's education 5 years ago through India Partners. Brian Palmer with India Partners says sponsorship also brings the kids the gospel message.
They are taught about the love of God. They are taught about the sacrifice that Jesus made.
Shiny hopes to get her nursing degree next year.
There is definitely a sense of joy at seeing a life change and knowing that God called them to do this. And because they were willing to answer God's call, this child's life has been blessed.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.